Because it must be that when questions get shut down, when you're age two, say, and but there's, as Alice says frequently, it's all still there. You know, the body memory and all. It's all still there. But sort of on hold. And we are, it is, we are one thing, one mind, body, and spirit united. And the threads are subtle and interweaving always between all aspects of ourselves. And so it strikes me that there is a way that we are developing together through the, by means of restarting authentic thinking. So anyway, getting back to this script, one thing those quotes suggest is a creative element that has been suppressed. And another, implied by the Wallerstein comment, is that statesmen following Louis' lead realized that they must be the ones to tell us what is progress and what isn't. Though we would reject those lessons for several generations, it was not easy for power to overcome the vision of Kropotkin. Quote, and this is from the essay Anarchism, and included in the PDF from his essays that I've posted, of his essays that I've posted. Anarchism, from the Greek an and archos, contrary to authority, is the name given to a principle or theory of life and conduct under which society is conceived without government. Harmony in such a society being obtained not by submission to law or by obedience to any authority, but by free agreements concluded between the various groups, territorial and professional, freely constituted for the sake of production and consumption, as also for the satisfaction of the infinite variety of needs and aspirations of a civilized being. In a society developed along these lines, the voluntary associations, which already now begin to cover all the fields of human activity, would take a still greater extension, so as to substitute themselves for the state in all its functions. They would represent an interwoven network composed of an infinite variety of groups and federations of all sizes and degrees, local, regional, national, and international, temporary or more or less permanent, for all possible purposes: production, consumption and exchange, communications, sanitary arrangements, education, mutual protection, defense of the territory, and so on. And on the other side, for the satisfaction of an ever-increasing number of scientific, artistic, literary, and sociable needs. If, it is contended, society were organized on these principles, man would not be limited in the free exercise of his powers in productive work by a capitalist monopoly maintained by the state, nor would he be limited in the exercise of his will by a fear of punishment or by obedience towards individuals or metaphysical entities, which both lead to depression of initiative and servility of mind. He would be guided in his actions by his own understanding, which necessarily would bear the impression of a free action and reaction between his own self and the ethical conceptions of his surroundings. Man would thus be enabled to maintain the full development of all his faculties, intellectual, artistic, and moral, without being hampered by overwork for the monopolists, or by the servility and inertia of mind of the great number. He would thus be able to reach full individualization, which is not possible either under the present system of individualism or under any system of state socialism in the so-called Volksstaat, popular state. As to their economical conceptions, the anarchists, in common with all socialists of whom they constitute the left wing, maintain that the now prevailing system of private ownership in land and our capitalist production for the sake of profits represents a monopoly which runs against both the principles of justice and the dictates of utility. They are the main obstacle which prevents the successes of modern technics from being brought into the service of all so as to produce general well-being. Progress. The anarchists consider the wage system and capitalist production altogether as an obstacle to progress, but they point out also that the state was and continues to be the chief instrument for permitting the few to monopolize the land and the capitalists to appropriate for themselves a quite disproportionate share of the yearly accumulated surplus of production. And I would add, allow the capitalists to appropriate, to privatize the entire earth. And we have been arguing in these spaces that that is, in fact, their purpose from the perspective of global power, is to remove the resources of the earth that should be and are, in reality, our common treasure, into private hands. That's what was accomplished by capitalism. Past tense was accomplished. Power is now ready to move on to what they consider the next and higher stage. We on lockdown, permanent, can't get out, called global totalitarianism, which we already have, but kind of in a nicer, friendlier form, I guess you could say, unless you're in the hardcore parts of the hierarchy of states. And then continuing, he says with Kropotkin, he was just saying that the capitalists appropriate a disproportionate share of the earth. Consequently, while combating the present monopolization of land and capitalism altogether, the anarchists combat with the same energy the state as the main support of that system. Not this or that special form, but the state altogether, whether it be a monarchy or even a republic governed by means of the referendum. And my comment, and by referendum means, the election. And my comment, one of the major analytical advantages, the better vantage we possess today, is our understanding, thanks to Alice Miller particularly, but also to Jeremy Bentham as well, is our understanding of how the state exists in our training to be obedient. Work done by the parent on behalf of the system. The implication of this being, for the argument being made here by Kropotkin, that our accelerated evolution today, thanks to the internet, the means to further the discussions power has systematically suppressed, our accelerated evolution, based as it is in our consciously grasping the full extent of the disaster called class and determining to end it, and together globally embrace our freedom, means this evolution is qualitatively different from any other that went before it, which Kropotkin acknowledges implicitly by using the term individualization, i.e. the process of our negating class and becoming soul-sufficient through the mutual development of our earth-given gifts in cooperative association.